Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Well, a report has come out of Great Britain saying one out of every two Brits or Britons will get cancer. Now, this is something I talked about 6 years ago on my show, how one out of every two of us is going to have some sort of cancer. It could be skin cancer. It could be something very easily treatable. Or it could be something serious. So I'm a little shocked that this study came out now, 6 years later. We've been talking about that number here in America for a while. But it is definitely stirring up a media frenzy with that. And so we'll talk about that. And yes, there are some medical stories can cause media frenzies. Yes. Something that has definitely stirred up a frenzy in joggers is how too much working out could be worse than no exercise at all. Again, something I've talked about on the show where you have some marathon runners that unfortunately die, yet we see the lighter joggers, the lighter exercise people seem to have longevity. A study has come out confirming that. I'm not very good at cooking. I'm not very good at recipes, but this is something I could really dig and learn. There is a battlefield blood transfusion recipe, and it's a recipe of what is in the blood transfusion while out there on the battlefield, and it has passed and worked. So we're going to talk about that. I love cooking shows. All right, nice, juicy recipe. Apparently, there's a senator that wants to stop restaurants from forcing workers to wash their hands. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a lawsuit, and the lawsuits we knew were going to come, where a judge is going to decide whether four small children should be immunized for the measles against the wishes of the parents. It was only a matter of time when we started to see the lawsuits on that. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Alright, you know, I should say 6 months, there's a study that comes out saying you could look at a person's hand and decide if they're going to live longer or if they're going to cheat more. And it's the two fingers on the hand, your ring finger and your index finger. So the ring finger is the fourth finger, except sometimes when my finger's too fat, I have to stick my finger, my ring on the pinky, because sometimes I swell up, you know, when I get premenstrual bloating, which, by the way, I'm going through right now. Lord have mercy. Anyway, okay, so anyway, if you have a longer ring finger, that is supposed to be linked to higher testosterone, which is linked to higher sex drive. So researchers are saying if your ring finger is longer than your index finger, you are more inclined to cheat. You guys buy that? Now, a lot of you think I have testosterone through the roof. And I got to tell you something. When I look at my hand volarly, right underneath, My index finger, my pointy finger is taller. But when I look at it dorsally, flipped over the back of the hand, my ring finger is longer. Now, I couldn't care less about my fingers because I just care that my voice is getting lower and I'm getting hair in places that I really don't think there's hair should be. I need to double check a anatomy and physiology book, but I'm kind of getting nervous here. But researchers say that hormone exposure cannot predict the behavior of every individual. The link means that finger length may help identify people who are likely to be more promiscuous. The experimental psychologist from Oxford University and Northumbria University studied 600 men and women in Britain and the U.S. looking for the link between hand shape and sexual habits. Stop the giggles. Unlike other species, which are inclined to be either promiscuous or faithful, they say humans tend to fall into either group. You're either promiscuous or you're faithful. So the study clumped people into two groups, with one group more likely to value sexual fidelity, the other group more likely to be promiscuous. The research is published in the Royal Society Journal of Biology. So the shorter the index finger in relation to the ring finger, the higher levels of testosterone, and the more you are likely to cheat. Now, for some of you, you're like, well, wait a second, I'm on the dating scene. So should I check out their hands, and how much longer? Is it a millimeter? Is it a centimeter? I don't know. You know, I mean, I've seen people with very, very good sex drives. I mean, real good sex drives. If I just had 1/100th of their sex drive, I mean, I would be probably exhausted. Better fit, might I add. They're faithful. They, you know, the couple has a lot of sex. Where it could be a problem is if somebody is quote-unquote hypersexual and their partner is not. And then they go through a midlife crisis and they feel like, oh my gosh, you know, I've been married to Dahlia now and, you know, look at her and I could be really enjoying life. That's something I worry about. Well, I was a little happy yesterday. My husband, you know, he kind of woke up and his neck was kind of stiff and, you know, he's like, gosh, you know, my neck's kind of stiff. You know, and then later by the afternoon, he's like, gosh, you know, the stiffness, you know, now moves to my low back, you know. Now my low back is stiff. So I ran home, took a shower, and shaved my legs because I figured the migratory stiffness was going to benefit me somehow. But back to the ring finger. I don't really, you know, think this is absolute science, okay? You know, for any of you who've cheated, take a look at your hands and see if that's true. For any of you that have never cheated, take a look at your hands. But they say ring finger. And you know what? A lot of you guys have the ring finger longer. That's more common. So I want to freak out about that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I had a listener who was saying, you know, look, what was the big deal? I cheated. My wife won't talk to me. It was just us hooking up. It was nothing. It didn't mean anything. It means something to us. It does. Because it means you could leave the nest. We do not want you to leave the nest. We want you to provide for the nest. We want you to protect the nest. And we want your butt in the nest. Capiche? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. That's the problem. There are so many men right now, Lee, everybody running around the studio. Very, very sexy, I might add. Can't concentrate. All right, Tom is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a lot of people in Great Britain are freaking out over this medical headline where one in two Brit... Are you allowed... Is Brit not a nice politically correct Brit? See, all my British friends are like, well, we Brits, but I don't know if you're allowed to say Brits. I wonder if you have to say Britons. I don't know. Because I definitely want to be, politically correct on that. I don't want to insult anybody. I love the British. I just love everything about them. I think they're fun. And I've never been. because no one's ever invited me out there. I got a lot of British friends, but they're like, no, Dahlia, just stay there. So one day I hope to go, and then I get to find out. But unfortunately, one in two people in the UK will get cancer at some point in their lives, according to the latest forecast by experts. Cancer Research UK announced a new figure, which replaces the long-standing previous estimate of one in three. And it warned that the country faces a crisis if it does not plan ahead. They say the increase in cases is largely attributed to people living longer, which is something I've said on my show this whole time, and that the number of people surviving the disease has never been higher. So obviously, you know, if you live long enough to last, you know, through the heart attack, through the stroke, through the super gonorrhea, you are going to have something, you have more of a chance for something to happen with some of your cells. Professor Peter Sassiani from Queen Mary University of London is the author of the study. He says cancer is a disease of old age. The longer you live, the more likely you are to get cancer. And we think two-thirds of the increase is because of increased longevity. The other third is because the cancer rates are actually increasing. Oh, sorry, somebody's trying to call me. It's my mom. Oh, mom, leave alone. Okay. I love my mom, but not now. Anyway, while cancer research, you kind of that mommy's calling. Man, you know what? When I was growing up, everything had to stop. Remember, I remember waiting to respond to my mom, like, calling me across the hall because I was in the middle of something. I was waiting for the Dukes of Hazzard commercial to come. And, oh, my gosh. All right. I mean, I had to sit on ice for weeks after that one. So, you know, I've learned when my mama calls, I mean, you jump. It doesn't matter if Bo Duke is about to, in his tight jeans, jump into that car. Or it doesn't matter if I'm in my 30s and she's calling me. All right. Anyway, while Cancer Research UK said there will never be one single magic bullet to cure all cancers, it has called for a boost to public health, and the NHS is going to meet looming demands. So some of you are like, wait, it's like, what do we care about, you know, what's going on overseas? What's going on here? Well, obviously what happens overseas eventually comes here, okay? And I don't know about you all, but I am predicting, not happily so, that our healthcare system is going to turn socialized, and it is going to mirror what happens in Europe, although fail miserably because we don't have enough people paying taxes out here. And so we won't be able to pull off what they can do in Europe where you know, in these socialized countries, you got to pay. You know, there's very few people that get out of taxes. So when we look at what happens in other countries, just expect it to happen here. I'm, like I said, I'm just a little confused because I've been saying for years one in two of us get some sort of cancer. Okay, it's a statistic I learned back in my training. And so it was reinforced today in the news. Now, okay, what type of cancer? Are we talking about breast cancer? Are we talking about lung cancer? Are we talking about prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, colon cancer? Are we talking about the little cute little baby basal cell cancer of the skin? Yeah, that's all included. So you hope that your one in two is going to be an easy kind. You know, anytime I have a woman that gets diagnosed with thyroid cancer, I tell them, look, babes, I go, look, chicas. I'm like, yeah, mama, what's up? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, let's talk here, all right? You know, let's have a little, you know, rap session here with us ladies. Okay, ladies, all the ladies, all right? And I tell them, I go, look, you know, if one or two of us are supposed to get some sort of cancer, if we have that incidence of possibly getting cancer, all right, you just want to hope that it's an easy one that you can battle. And that's how you have to look at it. So a lot of people are like, okay, well, good. You know, maybe this means I'm not going to get the, you know, pancreatic cancer, or I'm not going to get the brain tumor, or I'm not going to. And sometimes they go, that's how you have to look at it. You know, I mean, it's not the most optimistic, hunky-dory, care bear, floating off rainbow and clouds way of looking at it. But for those of you that said, yeah, I had a cancer with colonic polyp and it had to be taken out, etc., you got to look at the silver lining to that. And the silver lining is, one is, okay, you know, if you had that chance of getting cancer, then possibly that was your only chance, so you knocked that out of the ballpark. And then another way to also look at it is now you're going to be watched. For those of you that have ever been diagnosed with cancer, you are being watched like a hawk. When my doctor thought I had breast cancer, and we still couldn't rule that it was or wasn't, it was still too early to tell, but the whole area was inflamed and we never got an honest-to-God answer, That doctor is looking at my breasts all the time. I mean, so I know, so are many of you out there. But I mean, every 6 months, I'm there. One boobie one time, one boobie the other. But I mean, always. And I feel like I am really in good hands, that my breasts are in very, very good hands. Because I have half a dozen people watching them. And that's important to me because I feel like if I do, God forbid, get breast cancer, everybody is going to just jump and pounce on that breast that ends up having it. So I'm very, very optimistic that I'll be able to hopefully, knock on wood, fight whatever I have to fight because it's being watched. Same thing with skin. You know, once you get, you know, what, like me, I had a pre-melanoma dysplastic lesion on my arm after I shaved the hair off one day. And so now every single mole is being looked at. Every single nook and cranny, every fold and jiggly flap is being exposed so I can have people check and make sure I don't have anything. So that's how you have to look at it. Now, some of you will say, well, you know, why don't we just not live longer? Okay, if we don't live longer, then maybe we'll be cancer-free. And the funny thing is my father had said that to me. You know, in America, we're very, very for preventative and we do a lot of preventative medicine, etc. But when you're of other ethnicities and you know, you don't think like that. So for I'm like, you know, Dad, I don't want you to get the heart attack, I don't want you to get the stroke, I don't want you to do this, and get your colonoscopy and this. And he was like, that doesn't make sense. Isn't the heart attack fast? I want to go fast. I don't want cancer, I'd rather get a heart attack. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so stupid. You're stupid. No, I'm not, Dad. That, what? You call me stupid? No, I'm not calling you stupid, sir. No, sir. Sorry, sir. Where's your brother? I talked to him. He's more smarter than you. Baby girl, go leave. So that's how, so I'm like, okay, I guess I'm just a little girl. I'll go leave. But, that was his thinking. Why the hell would I put him or yell at his doctor to be on him for cholesterol and baby aspirin and all that if it's his destiny to get cancer like his father and uncle, etc.? He's like, let me take the heart attack. And I go, but what if you don't get a heart attack? What if you get a stroke? Stroke kill fast. No. It doesn't kill fast. You could be in a wheelchair. You could be, yeah, no, I'm married to your mother. Trust me, it'd be fast. And unfortunately, he did. He died of a heart attack very fast. And it's a shame. The only thing that brought us solace is that he died the way he wanted to, you know. My mom was talking to him and he was able to escape that way, I guess. So that was his great escape. And may he rest in peace. And for any of you whose dads are up there, I'm sure they're all patting each other on the back going, woo-wee, I didn't have to have a colonoscopy. Did you? No. My daughter wanted me to have a colonoscopy. Look, I got out of that one. Man, you fly. So I'm sure that's what, you know, our dads are saying up there. But, in America, And me, as a board-certified doctor who was schooled in America, I'm for preventing anything we could do. As long as I know we have God with us, and I always, you know, send a prayer for my patients, too, because I want to make sure I don't take any sort of credit or, you know, have, as far as I'm concerned, God's in charge. But I love the idea of being proactive. God helps those who help themselves. So we're proactive. All right, get your skin checked, get your lungs checked, get your hearts checked. Don't do things that can cause cancer, like excessive alcohol, excessive smoking, excessive sunlight. Get your colonoscopies, get your mammograms, get your pap smears, get your prostate checked, depending on what Obamacare allows you to do. It's easy. Más fácil, see? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this is an interesting one. Let's take a look here. Brenda writes, Doctor, I am for vaccines, but not giving my child 20 of them. I'm about to vaccinate my one-year-old for the first time. Which vaccines would you say are the most important. Okay. You see, this is a little concerning. Excuse me, because this kid needs a lot of catch up. And this is exactly why this whole vaccine debate is now starting to come to a head as we're seeing the measles outbreak, because you have on one side parents and people calling, you know, calling out those who don't vaccinate their kids as being disgusting and being ignorant and being wanton, and yeah, people are using the word wanton and neglectful and all sorts of other stuff. But, you know, the media is not allowing many of you out there to speak and air your concerns. Even though I'm for vaccines, I don't like the fact that we're only getting, the main side, the more popular side. I love to be devil's advocate because I need to understand what the hell is going on with the other side so then I could address it better. All right, so here's Brenda, who is echoing and voicing what I think a lot of people voice, even ones who are pro-vaccine. Doctor, I'm for vaccines, but not 20 of them. All right, well, I mean, let's look at what we're talking about with the vaccine. So, for example, we talked about the hepatitis B series, okay? So the hepatitis B, we give it at birth. We talked about that yesterday. Then you get your second shot at about 1 to 2 months. And then you get your third shot anywhere at the 6 month to the 18 month. You got to get that third booster for hepatitis B. And for any of us who've been around the block, trust me, you want that hepatitis B. You really do. Okay? All right, do we have a hepatitis C vaccine? No, not yet. It's in the works. The same guy that discovered hepatitis C 20-some years ago is the one working on the vaccine also. But we still don't have that. But once we do, trust me, that's going to be out there. Okay? Then you got the rotavirus, the vaccine. That's been back and forth over the last 20, 30 years, but it's back. 2 months, 4 months, 6 months. Right? Of the rotavirus, a virus that affects the GI tract. Rotavirus causes kids to be dehydrated, can kill them. Rotavirus, my son had rotavirus. It was the scariest thing. There wasn't a vaccine out at that time. And he wouldn't drink anything, but he wanted milk, but I thought the milk made it worse. And we almost had to hospitalize him and put in an IV. Rotavirus is some serious stuff. Then we got the tetanus, the diphtheria, and the pertussis. Those all three are combined in one. So the DTaP, you get 2, 4, 6, and then a year, or up to 15 months, 18 months. And then we have to give you a booster at kindergarten age, and then we give you a booster every 10 years with that. Then you got the Haemophilus influenza, the HIB, 2, 4, 6, and a year. Then you got the pneumococcal, which is your pneumonia, 2, 4, 6 in a year. Then you have the polio vaccine. We used to have the oral, or we had the inactivated. The inactivated, the shot form is the one we use today. It's a killed form of it. The oral was a live, attenuated one. And unfortunately, we had grandmas and grandpas come down with polio because they'd be changing baby's diaper. And the polio virus was coming out on their stinky tissues. And as the grandparents were cleaning it up, unfortunately getting exposed to the polio virus. So we stopped the oral. Then you have the flu shot. So the flu shot started 6 months old and then yearly. Then you have the measles, mumps, rubella. All right, measles, mumps, rubella starts at 12 months, anywhere between 12 and 15 months. And we do a booster between 4 and 6 months. Then we have the chickenpox vaccine. 12 and 15 months, so about a year, we give the varicella, all right? And then we have the hepatitis A. You got to give the hepatitis A at a couple doses. A lot of us got hepatitis A when we were adults. Now we give these kids hepatitis A. Again, viral disease that can affect the liver, cause jaundice, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Some people do just fine, but it could still kill. So, and that's what we have for now, okay? It's a lot. So when you look at what a child will get before kindergarten, roughly, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, and then 27, 28, 29, 30. Okay. And then we also have the meningococcal vaccines that we're starting to do with kids, especially right before college age. 32 shots. This is why parents are getting a little nervous. Now, luckily, the vaccination schedule is becoming a little bit softer. in terms of allowing you to spread them out a little bit. Okay? So when you have to do your 2-4-6, a lot of times to make it easy, we'll do that second hepatitis. Okay? We'll do your DTAP, your HIV, your Prevnar, your polio, and now the rotavirus. That's 6 vaccines each time at the 2-4-6. Then at the 12-month to 15-month, you could kind of spread them out between 12 and 15 months. But a lot of parents are like, well, it's expensive to go to the doctor, so let me just do it all once. So it is. I mean, the vaccination schedule is growing. We're seeing kids live longer. We're not seeing the outbreaks, with the exception of the measles. Okay? We're seeing less people with the rotavirus vaccine. I'm really excited that, you know, got perfected. I'm really excited about the Prevnar vaccine. I'm excited about a lot of these. So if you ask me, Dr. Dahlia, which vaccine should I pick? Because I'm not going to inject 6 into my, you know, baby. You know, tell me which ones are the most important. I get asked that all the time. I can't. I can't say which is more important. Because to me, all these diseases are scary. Pneumonia is scary. Polio is scary. Polio is not eradicated worldwide, people. Okay, maybe in America we've been able to eradicate it, but it's still out there. Polio can kill or can leave you paralyzed. Not a fun one. So, and then the curse, the tetanus, pertussis, diphtheria, rotavirus, hepatitis, they're all important. So I can't tell you what to pick and what not to pick. If I thought a vaccine was worthless, you know I would say that. Okay, you could trust me. Dr. Dahlia will call it like it is. If I think something is the biggest bunch of bullcrap, right? If I think something is a 2,200-page bill, right, that Pelosi pushed through Congress that is doing absolutely nothing for our healthcare system but screwing it up, you know I'm going to tell you. So you know gosh darn well if there's a vaccine that I thought was worthless, I tell you, but I can't. All of these are vital. So I understand your frustration. I understand your concern. What I would recommend is because you haven't vaccinated your child and now your child is 1 year old, to have some guidance by the health department on how to do a catch-up schedule, okay? Because the child needs to have the boosters correctly. Another big mistake a lot of parents do is they do all the vaccines, let's say at the two-month mark, and the kid gets a big, huge, nasty fever, okay? Maybe they get a febrile seizure from it, all right? But the baby's okay. Baby lives, baby's fine. Now parents are freaked out. And they go, well, look, I don't know if it was the Prevnar, I don't know if it was the HIV, I don't know if it was the tetanus, I don't know what did it to my kid, so I'm not taking any of them. And I mean, trust me, you know, I mean, I'm a parent too. I get that. It's scary stuff. I get that. So they have no idea what the hell's going on, what happened, and then they go, you know what, I'll just wait till the kid is older. Well, now the kid is older. If that kid didn't get a booster, you got to kind of start from scratch a lot of times. So I recommend going to the health department. They will guide you through this. All right? You know, the one thing you can count on is there's more of you out there now that are concerned. I just hope that health departments and local agencies don't try to scare you and threaten you with loss of custody like we'll talk about this one lawsuit. We need an inviting place for you to go to get your kids vaccinated so you don't freak out and just hide the fact. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary Dunn.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Exactly. I should have been a singer. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Greg writes, Doctor, how can the government force people to vaccinate? What's next? Organ transplants? Unethical medical treatments? And he goes on, let me tell you first about this lawsuit that's happening now. It's not as cut and dry as it sounded in the title of it. But an attorney in the Glecht case is seeking measles shots for kids. And we're going to start seeing more and more cases in the legal system addressing forcing parents to vaccinate. They say a judge is going to decide within days whether to order four small children to be immunized for the measles against the wishes of their parents who are fighting to retain the rights to their children. Child Protective Services workers were seeking to terminate the parental rights of Brian and Amy Kenny. Now, why? I don't think it has to do with just the vaccines. Apparently, they have a long history of drug and alcohol abuse, domestic violence, and child neglect. So, what's been trending on the social media is a judge is ruling to take away the kids from parents who don't want to vaccinate. No, that's not happening in this case. Could it happen in the future? Maybe. But right now, no. All right? The reason why the kids may be taken away from their parents is the drug and alcohol abuse, domestic abuse, child neglect, etc. Clarkson attorney H. Elliot Parnes, appointed to the court to represent the three girls and one boy, said he planned to file a motion Wednesday asking a family court judge to order that the children be immunized against the virus. The children, temporary wards of the court, are living with grandparents right now. The case comes as health officials, of course, are sounding the alarm on the measles outbreaks that have already hit about 102 people in 14 states, etc. Let me see here. Court records show a deeply troubled family. The first child was born with drugs in their system. The parents have been arrested multiple times, etc. So, court-appointed guardians will sometimes seek medical care for their wards, even if the parents object. Guardians will file motions in seeking emergency medical treatment, like blood transfusions, when parents object over religious views. Experts say orders seeking immunizations are rare. So, like, for example, you bring somebody brings their kid to the hospital, and the kid is bleeding out. And I want to give the kid a transfusion. But the parents are against somebody else's blood being in their child. Now, if we are saving that child's life, we are allowed to save that child's life. That will supersede a religious belief. Okay? Which is so tricky. It's so tricky. All right? But if the child is dying, we're going to do it. All right? This is going to be a little tricky when we're looking at vaccines. Is the vaccine saving their life when the kid is in no imminent danger right then and there? That is going to be for the courts to later decide. So now a judge has to decide. Some judges will order dental care, asthma treatment, etc. So sometimes the courts will intervene. But, you know, this is again, and I didn't think we'd be talking about this a little bit each day, but it is something that I was on Fox 5 News yesterday talking about how politicized this has gotten, and it will continue to be, because now the courts are getting involved. So here's Greg going, well, wait a second, you know, even if we let the government win on this and let the government be, you know, force parents to vaccinate, what else are they going to be forced to? What else can they force us to do? You know, this is a very, very delicate situation here. On one end, as a doctor, I need to protect society. I need to make sure we don't have outbreaks. I need to make sure we don't have Ebola. We don't have people dying of measles. We don't have people dying of the flu, etc. But also as a doctor, I have people come in going, I am scared to death of some of these shots. I got deathly ill, they'll say. My kid had a seizure after they got a shot. The seizure was a febrile seizure where the fever went up really rapidly. But, I mean, having seen your kids seize, yeah, it's scary. So, I mean, I understand why the parents are like, I'm going to hold off on this one. My baby's doing okay. I'm just going to watch my baby. And so I could totally see where this is not, there's not going to be a happy medium on this one. And it's not like it's just one vaccine we're talking about. There's tons, and there's going to be more. So if the government, if this later goes through the courts, and mark my words, the Supreme Court is going to be weighing in on this probably later this decade. All right? If it gets to the point where the Supreme Court has to say what's constitutional and what's not, then it's going to be a question of individual rights versus society rights. Do you have a right to live in a society that's Ebola-free? And where the government is stepping in and preventing Ebola from getting to you, etc. Or do you have a right to inject whatever the hell you want into your child? Well, you can't. You can't actively inject stuff into your kids. No. There has to be a doctor involved, etc. But is the government allowed to? Is it, you know, and then are we going to start seeing custody issues? If somebody decides to fight it, and people look at, but wait a second, you know, the child can't decide. The parents are unfit to be parents. Are we going to later be at risk of losing our kids if we choose not to vaccinate? And again, this all seems far-fetched, but we're already starting to see judges get involved. It's going to be very interesting to see what they decide to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a lot of you guys are runners out there, and God bless you. I used to be a runner. Used to be. Okay, man, I wish I could go back, but it's been very, very tough. But they say sometimes working out too much could be really bad for you. They say the light joggers who exercise 2 to 3 times a week, between 1 and 2.5 hours a week, had the lowest risk of dying. Now, exercise is important. It'll increase your life sometimes as much as 30%, prevents diabetes, makes you feel good, tones you, helps you lose weight. It's wonderful. All right, but some of you may be overdoing it. Researchers from Denmark found those who ran at a fast pace for more than 4 hours a week had the same statistical rate of dying during the study as the sedentary participants. They came to this conclusion by looking at 1,000 regular exercisers and nearly 4,000 healthy sedentary people, followed them over 12 years. Then the light joggers who exercised a couple times a week for about 1 to 2.5 hours a week had the least risk of dying. The moderate runners who worked out 2 to 3 times a week for up to 4 hours, slightly higher risk. So what is it? Is it that we're stressing the heart too much? Is it that some of our hearts cannot handle the increased load and increased cardiac output and demands that are on it? You know, I don't think we know what is the safest amount of time for exercise. When you hear of these stars that drop dead on their treadmill, we have no idea if they started at 1 minute and they dropped dead, or was it 45 minutes into their workout? Because if the clock is still ticking by the time they find it, it's pretty hard to determine by the minute unless they're found, you know, instantaneously by another family member. And so I'm a huge fan of exercise, but I do get nervous when I hear these marathon runners drop. It's rare, okay? It sounds like it happens all the time every year, but it's still rare, okay? It's once in a blue moon that it happens. My suggestion is this, okay? All right, find out what your body can handle. Make sure you have a heart doctor take a look at you. Make sure you don't already have artery cloggings. Make sure you don't already have a dilated cardiomyopathy, a thickened heart muscle. All right, you know, look at your risk factors, check your cholesterol, diabetes, etc. And but you know, it kills me to think that people that are, you know, busting their ass to work out and, you know, keep their weight down and keep their bodies healthy are dying anyway. Same, you know, no difference as sitting on the couch. Kind of makes you want to just, you know, sit there and I don't know, smoke a dupe. Speaking of which, when we come back from break, the first pot vending machines, we all saw this coming. We now have marijuana vending machines. Should I put one in my office? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.